Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at fried48.com.
So what are we doing? Are we to make his audio good? Hi.
We're going to test it. We're going to test it. All right. So you're a little hot.
You said that the last time I got almost unheardable.
All right.
And I just now turned my original sound for musicians is on.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me.
Testing 1, 2. Way down south in the land of cotton.
Recording stopped.
Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I were in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland, I'd take my stand away down south in Dixie.
Okay.
Look
so
away.
The problem here is that you and Adam come through the same channel. So, Adam, I need you to talk and tell me where you, because I had it set at your level.
Well, way down south in the land of cotton.
All right, now talk over him, like interrupt him.
Old times there are not forgotten. Okay. Look away.
Adam's
look
too away. Much of a people. Adam's look not away. Fighting back. Adam, fight back.
Look away, Dixieland.
Do you want us to be talking at the
yes,
same time?
I wish
trying,
I
you're
were
on
in Dixie. Well, how are away.
You? All right, Adam, this is away. I need more volume from you, Adam.
You need
Dixie's
more volume
gland,
from Adam.
All right,
cool.
I can't go too much louder. That's as loud as I can go.
Way down south in Dixie.
Right there.
All right, great.
Away.
Oh, great.
I'll have to turn myself down in my own ears.
Way down south in Dixie.
You're done. All right, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
But actually, I'm not done because there's a couple more verses. And I feel it incumbent upon me to represent the South.
I believe, as the kids say, Jimmy crack corn.
And I don't give a fuck.
And I don't care.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My mass has gone away. Gotta love the South.
Your mass?
Massa, baby. My massa is master.
Oh.
My massa's gone away.
It's a slave song.
Yep. Look at everybody's sucking back smoke, and I didn't even do a gummy tonight. I'm just on
these
air.
Aren't smoke, right? It's like water vapor or something, right?
Yes,
that's the concept.
Hence the name vaping. But yeah, are we off of YouTube?
Oh,
and are we unlisted and all that?
You know what? We're not.
Jive.
So I don't know if we were ever on YouTube, to be honest. We were on Restream, and YouTube was kind of weird, so we might not have been. I don't know. But now we're not.
Huh.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. We love you and our pretty chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang loves us too.
See, I feel like...
I used to be able to sing, but I've sucked so much dick that I've probably got throat cancer now. Mm-hmm. And so I just sound gravelly now. Mm-hmm. I didn't used to. So, you know.
It might also just because your vocal cords are aging, darling. It happens to the best of us, you know.
I'm going to ask a favor, Auntie Scott. I need a little less from you, just the gain down, just a hair. I swear, I'm not taking it down as much as last time. It's just you are chat room. You guys are hearing exactly what I'm hearing in my headphones. Would you agree that Auntie Scott is just a little hot, like almost distorting hot? That's why I want to bring you down. It's not the loudness. I don't want.
When
it to
we
distort.
Went to see them, I was like, oh my god, like he, you know, lost all that weight. Hot.
Jimmy crack corn got the, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn.
No, I'm serious. I'm actually.
Did you turn it down? If not, it's fine.
I did.
I think that's fine.
Jimmy, okay. And I swear to God, if I sound like two cans in a string again, that's the last Three's
can
Company
you,
you're going to get out of my fat ass.
Can you please start the Zoom recording so that I have that as a backup? Because that breaks it out to three individuals.
Yeah.
So if there are volumetric discrepancies,
recording in progress,
I can handle them in post.
Now, is it asking you guys to say, okay, I'm okay that I'm recording and or anything?
Cause it's not me. No, because we both joined.
And you know what it does in Teams? It mutes everybody. Oh, and then if you forget, if you don't know, and then you're like talking and you're muted. Anyway, crazy.
Isn't yeah, Kathy Marshall is concerned about you putting toucans on a string. It's like they're a protected bird.
Well, it depends on your breakfast cereal.
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Exactly. I'm, you know what? I don't have one, but I'm going to fake it with just like a ballpoint. Okay.
Do it. It kind of calms you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very
a little cool. Bit, yeah.
Hey, should we
for a very long time?
Should we kick this show off?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Oh, fuck me. Why are you starting in the middle? Piece of shit. We watched it. Oh, that was fast. Oh, good. It's going to repeat. Anyway, thank you.
Knock on our door.
Thank you, Auntie Scott. Thank you, Adam. And we'll catch you next time on Three's a Crowd.
Three's a fucking crowd.
Why is it repeating?
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Oh.
We should do that. Can you do that real fast?
Three's a Crowd was photographed in front of a studio audience.
Photographed?
Three's a Crowd was recorded in a Flavin with editing in front of a studio audience.
Now, all pressure is off, Auntie Scott. We're just talking.
Now okay.
Lean back in your chair.
I have to go
Don't
back and
talk
do whatever
the
you
microphone.
Do whatever you want to do. It's all good now. No show. We're not on a show. No one. Well, I mean, we're on level 13, but it's not a show.
It's just friends in the chat room chatting with us.
It's just friends in the chat room.
So I literally, all I did was I went to that train's website. Actually, I went to the train's website to find out what it was called. But then I just went to Google Images and looked for the Redwood Forest steam train. And I just found a picture. And then I just gave that chat GPT and I said, hey, I want to make a
That's
vintage,
a good thing, Kathy.
A vintage travel poster. And it does it in this cool little, you know, that lithograph kind of
style.
I think it's
really cool.
And then
yeah.
you can just put, you know, I brought it into Photoshop.
So
to
where
put
do
the,
you
the,
fall, Auntie Scott?
Fall.
You heard my story. You heard my story. Of, sorry, Daniel. I did I interrupt you?
No, I was done. I was reading what Kathy Marshall was writing.
Oh, God. The guy on
James.
Blue Sky. Who,
James from
who
Trash Spinkles.
Just trashed me over using AI to generate some images. What do you think about it?
I did not hear the full story.
Yeah.
Oh, let
or
us
Or what
tell
do you think
you.
About just AI images or whatever in general? Because all I was doing is I was on my show and I was like, oh, I'm going to do some images with I'm going to say geeky and it's going to put glasses on them and I'm going to do a toaster and oh, look, it put glasses. And I'm like, hey, if you guys want to see this, you can go over to Blue Sky. And so I put them on Blue Sky. And then I got this comment from James from Taste Like Burning. And the comment was, and I just said, hey, I dare you guys to ask for geeky anything in ChatGPT, blah, 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 blah. It was just a cute little post. And then his response was,
He's lost it. Look, he had a bookmark.
Stop. It's hidden because I hit it.
This is the, if I
or,
could collect rent.
He says, or you could not waste water and energy on a garbage thievery machine to test its adherence to stereotypes. But that's just my opinion.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's a heavy duty answer, but I wonder from whence it comes. What is exactly his problem? I mean, what is it that he doesn't like about ChatGPT? What are we watering?
He is a copywriter, I believe, and he is understandably annoyed with jobs that are being lost to people saying, oh, I can just have ChatGPT do it, right? It's like...
Yes, and that's happening in every form of art, and I would say commerce as well, but right. Every form of art there is, I mean, you can listen to AI-generated voices,
yeah.
And with certain inflections and things that are so obvious that they're some robot who doesn't know how to say something.
Right.
Otherwise, they sound like a person talking. That's very troubling to someone who makes a living by talking, by right. narrating, yeah. by So it, yeah, AI is going to be a problem that has to be adjusted to, but I don't, vitriol about it is never any good. And, you know, I'm back to being old again. When I just pick your fucking battles, for fuck's sake, you know, there is enough in this world to get your pants in a bunch over that someone posting a relatively innocent, go over to AI and put glasses on a toaster is really inconsequential in the world. And you don't need to get
That's what I felt as well. And I was like, hey, leave your negativity out of my comments, please.
Yeah. And
but part of the, you know, part of the thing of social media is that you're in a very big pool, right? There's like, it could be his one battle. That could be his big pet peeve, right? And it's like, because you're in a very big pool where people will have their, you know, their individual.
Then what you
problems.
Do is you take the time in the comment to not be snarky, but to explain why AI is so troubling to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if he really wanted to, he could be like, hey, Adam, could we have a Zoom?
Or
I want to like
just,
tell
you.
You
know, I don't want to be an asshole about this, Adam, because it was an innocent comment, but you know what AI is doing to my work, or you know what AI is doing to ever, whatever. And I just find it so troubling, and that's all. And I just felt the need to say that to you, you know, that kind of thing. But,
or you could not waste your time on whatever.
It's a little on the snarky side. And again, pick your fucking battles. My God, people.
Anyway, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to, that was the nuanced point that I was trying to make, is that this may be.
Daniel, you are many things, and so many of them are positive, truly positive. Mm-hmm. You're a good man, mm-hmm. and I love you, mm-hmm. but nuanced, mm-hmm. you ain't.
The nuanced argument that I was trying to make here was that
he didn't say he is nuanced. He said he was trying to make a nuanced argument.
Nuanced point, okay.
Yeah.
Is it when you say,
oh, wait, where's my pen?
When you say pick your battle, you are.
That may have been his battle.
Hold on. You're viewing all dissenting voices as if they were like the Borg, right? They are all of a hive mind. It's like they have picked their battles. It's just there's a fucking lot of them. So it's just like that's the thing. It's like
we don't,
nowadays
we
live,
don't need a devil's advocate.
No. What I'm saying is social media has put us in a world where everyone is on equal footing. It's like any jerk with a keyboard can say whatever they want to have.
You should side with me.
But what I'm trying to say is you have tools. I've already blocked him. It's like all you have to do is block him, and then you'll never see his silliness again.
I didn't say, if anyone's listening to this recording, I didn't really mean that I wanted him. I don't want anyone to ever get punched in the face. Just want to.
Oh, I do. I have a fucking list.
Should we call them?
Oh, man.
You want to call their podcast? Will that make you feel better?
Whose podcast?
Tim and James.
Me too,
Kathy. I got a list too.
It will not make me feel better. I already told him what I wanted to say in my comments.
Sure, we can call their podcast.
I don't want to call their podcast. I didn't even know they had a line that you could call, but I don't want to.
Why don't we call Barbara Epstein again?
Exactly.
We could. Hey, Auntie Scott, I know what I was going to do. What day is your birthday?
My birthday is on May the 7th.
May 7th.
Yes, and I will be 69 years old.
Is that how you envision 69?
Well, if you're with a lady.
I've never been with a lady. I'm a gold star gay.
Is that the noise? I've been with a lady. I've
never been with a lady. My cat is over here looking at this like, what the fuck is that noise?
I'm not going to say you don't have to, but I feel like I for sure know that I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? Because I've tried.
Someone questioning
that? I mean, no one, but I mean, I'm just saying like I've tried the other side.
Oh.
So you feel that because Daniel hasn't tried the other side, that he doesn't know for sure whether or not he's gay?
I can't say that. I can just say that I know for sure because he may feel totally confident in it and not need that for him.
Like millions of straight guys, yes.
Yeah. But I just, they should try. You know, they may never know. If they didn't try, how do they know?
I mean, it's not just a, all right. So there's
it might
two
be
different
really
like,
good.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, all you have to do is, you know, manipulate the cock and eventually you'll come, right? It's like, I mean, there's more to it than that. But my point is like, yeah, a good blowjob will get somebody off regardless of whether they were sexually attracted to the person giving them the blowjob or not. However, comma, we're talking about arousal. We're talking about desire or whatever. It's just like, I just am not aroused by females. It's like, I've seen naked
females.
I mean, if
you get drunk enough.
Like, yeah. But a pretty cock, like a really pretty cock, is like, oh, that's the best. Like a really just like pretty cock is like, oh, that's the best. Thank you. Thank
pretty
you for coming.
Pretty cock
my
was my
TED
stripper trip. Name when I worked the chicken plucking circuit.
There you go.
You know, I side more with Daniel on this one than I do, and I'm simply meaning opinion that I'm siding with. Mm-hmm. I don't think you necessarily need to experience the feminine, an intimate physical feminine relationship to know that it isn't something that you particularly are desirous of. I think that as gay men, we knew what looked attractive to us without ever seeing it, without ever experiencing it. I knew that looking at Playboy magazine, the most interesting thing in Playboy magazine was a segment called Sex in the Cinema, where they would show guys' butts and guys never frontal in, but it would be partially clothed guys. And that was always much more interesting to me than the naked pictorials of the ladies. So I knew without experiencing either one at that time, neither male nor female, that what I was looking at and what I was physically responding to, and maybe even to an extent emotionally responding to, was the male, the physicality of the male.
It was mostly in jest that I was saying that, but I wasn't saying that my opinion is that people have to have had sex with the other gender to know. I just was, yeah.
So you were doing a bit. Why didn't you do it on the show? God damn it.
We'll take this and move
save
it into
save it for the next show. Just,
are you still doing your little your dioramas? Like, have you been working on any new ones?
I haven't been doing anything creative at all. I've just been in a weird ass funk. And what I have to do when I get like this is I have to force myself to do mundane things. Should have talked about those on the show. Mundane stories. But I make notes. If you can see, because I'm an old fart, as I have repeated numerous times, and I just shouted, I have notebooks, little notebooks that I write down the most. Bike and BP is the first on my list, which means tomorrow I have to ride my recumbent bike and then at 6 o'clock take my blood pressure and chart my blood pressure for my doctor visit in June. I have to, and then I wrote down one bonus room thing. And what that means, the cryptic answer to that cryptic question. We completely tear apart rooms when we decorate for the holidays and put away all the stuff that's up on the walls and on the tables and whatever, go into a big storage container and we put the storage container aside. Well, we've removed, obviously, we have removed all of the decorations, all of the Christmas and all of Halloween is down and put away where it belongs in the bins and put in the garage. However, the stuff that I took down to put up hasn't been put back yet. So I am now saying, put at least, just do one. You don't have to do the whole room. You don't have to go in there and do the whole fucking thing because it's so daunting. Because your life is so difficult.
I have to do that as well, though. When I have something to do that I don't want to do, I'm like, okay, just move one thing.
Exactly.
You know, or whatever. I have to do that because otherwise I won't. I'm just like, oh my God, it's too much.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yes. We're simpatico on something.
Yeah.
I heard a wonderful saying that I've been trying to live by, and that is this: if it takes 5 minutes or less to do it, do it. So, I used to walk by a pile of clothes next to the bed on a nightstand that came out of the washer and that I put on there, the pile. I would walk by it and walk by it and walk by it. And then I realized it's going to take about 3.5 minutes to fold that shit up and put it away. So do it.
Yeah, I've gotten to be such an adult. Like if I walk past the kitchen and there's something on the rack and I know it's dry, yeah. I put it up. Well, like I just, which is good. I mean, I'm just saying, but like we make our bed every morning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just things to keep, you know, to keep the house neat and stuff like that.
I have found that since I've pulled myself out of the world where other people are forcing me to do shit, go to auditions and do the work and all that shit.
Yeah.
I pulled myself out of that. That I really do need to have some kind of structure. Otherwise, because of the personality I am, as opposed to my husband who, left to his own devices, he would not sit still. He would always be doing something. He would be in the garden. He would be doing this here, over there.
Oh, that's me. No, that's me. That's where you and I are not.
I can sit and do absolutely nothing and stare at a wall for hours on end. Now, I will get horribly bored and need to turn on YouTube, but I can literally sit and watch YouTube all day long and not get anything accomplished if I do not put it on myself to get something accomplished.
I could, but I wouldn't. Like, my brain would be like, oh, go write that code for that thing, or go print that thing in the 3D printer, or go do, you know, whatever.
My brain says that kind of shit too, but I say, fuck you. My brain says, you know, you really need to go downstairs and do ABC. Oh, fuck you. ABC can sit there. I don't need to do it. I'm going to watch YouTube. But then I have to say, no, wait a second. Do A. You can't do ABC. Fine. You don't want to do ABC. Fine. Just do A. Do A. And that has helped a lot. So today I did one thing in the bonus room. Tomorrow, again, it's our media room. We call it our bonus room because that's what they called it when we bought the house. So just do one thing in the media room.
Just email me every day and tell me the one thing you did.
Sure. Absolutely. You're going to love those emails.
I am.
Uh-huh.
So
I love getting emails. I never get emails from people. The only emails I ever get are like spam.
I send you like emails.
From occasionally I get an email.
But when you complain about them.
That you liked my subject line .. I'm the only person that you know that does that.
I don't think he said he liked it. I think he just
called it out. Where I start the
out.
Sentence. What's that?
I don't think he said he liked that. I think he just called that out, that that you did that.
God forbid anybody should like anything
remember.
That I do.
I didn't say that at all. I'm just saying.
Yes, you did. I heard you say it.
No.
I think the chat room can confirm.
I love your
hamburgers reading way more
and
into
your
it.
Potato wedges. That's what I love.
Uncle
Drew's strawberry shortcake.
No, it was cobbler.
Or cobbler.
You don't
cobbler.
Even remember what it was.
Cobbler and strawberry shortcake are very similar. The difference is where the strawberries are. If they're under it, it's cobbler. If they're over it, it's strawberry shortcake. So, I mean, it's basically the same thing, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Kathy Marshall wants to know, do you write email, Adam? Do you write email?
I do.
Okay.
Do I write email? Oh, no. Okay. I don't.
But you want to receive emails.
If I received emails, I would write back.
Well, I mean,
in a while. It takes a couple of days.
I have to think about
Daniel's
it.
Daniel's a little faster responding than you are.
It has to gestate. There's a gestation period. I have to.
Is that like a pregnant pause?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And I know you're not. So I want to say, I know you're not listening to Geeky Gay at the moment, Auntie Scott. Or I think you're not. I don't know. It's not like I have a spy in your house, like listening, you know, watching you or something. But I'm trying to say and stuff less.
Yes.
And like
I
and all
those. I did hear
that.
Yeah.
So I am putting pregnant pauses instead. Mm-hmm. So
you
now
mean,
I'm going to sound like Obama. I mean, not really, but.
You
that
mean
speech pattern.
Sashuras.
Yes. Sure. I mean, I those that no, does
aren't
mean
those
the same
things,
thing.
Aren't those things with cinnamon on them?
The sashuras? No.
No, those are churros.
Oh, okay.
Churros.
You're thinking of synonym rolls.
Synonym rolls.
Right, synonym rolls. Mm-hmm.
I seriously thought you were having a stroke earlier, Daniel. I'm like, what the hell?
I have to go back and listen to it.
They're not even words. It was like you were speaking in tongues. It was not words at all.
I don't think it was that
It was
bad.
Very pain.
The stupid thing was, it was right in the middle of a perfectly coherent sentence. It was like, oh, you know, the film explores the daily flummery to you. And then you just kept going.
There I like it, no... except for the flavor and said, hey. But
it was crazy.
Like, I love.
Are you
I could watch it if they did better. Sim Nahar Hai. You're smelling oranges?
Yeah. Well, can you, can you lift you your arm? Speak?
Can you speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I said a sentence. I will have to go back and listen to that and see what actually came across. I have no idea how many fingers Kathy Marshall is holding up.
At least one. Mm. See? She said, see, you're having a stroke.
So what I do is I employ a series of things to remind me to do things, right? So I have my pill box, and so far my pill box hasn't let me down. Like I'm pretty good at, you know, coming back into the kitchen later and go, did I take my medicine this morning? Oh yeah, I did, because it's open. Okay, so cool. So but the other things that I have to do every day, like play connection so I don't miss my streak, and things like that. I use Google Task, which is right in your Gmail. Like you can just set up a recurring task, and it just pops up. So anytime you're in your email or on your browser, it'll have like a little like reminder to do, and you have to clear it. So it's like,
Kathy,
it sits there.
Is that because it's full of amphetamines?
My pillbox never lets me.
So
I do that.
Go
and
ahead,
then
Daniel.
I set up other ones, like ones that happen every week. It's like, oh, you need to go and do the description thing for the mix and post it for Tuesday morning. And then there's another one. It's like, oh, you have to edit level 13 and put it up. There's like, so those come in every week to remind me to do those things. And so far that's worked really well, because that shows up on my phone. It shows up on my email. You know, it's there until I clear it. And so it's one of those things that I've just resolved that I'm not going to just swipe it away. I'm going to let it bug me until I actually do the thing.
But are you a do it all at once, or are you a, I have to do this really big thing, I'm going to do like a little bit at a time?
No, but these are just like daily things that I have to remember to do.
Like taking your pills.
Oh, I am the worst at projects. I am the worst procrastinator ever. I am much like Auntie Scott. I could just sit. I'm perfectly happy to just sit at my desk and watch YouTube all day long and get nothing accomplished. It's like it's just, once I get started and get into it, then, you know, I'm good. But it's just like getting there, getting to
the
first.
See, I have the opposite problem. I start five things at once.
Yeah.
And then don't finish them.
That's like you do with sentences.
That's exactly that with sentences
exactly
as well.
The same.
It is.
I've resigned myself to when I listen to you to know that the point will be reached after the beginning of the fourth sentence. It's usually the fourth sentence. I like to, well, it's just that I never like to, because there was this time. He's going to get to it. I know. We were talking about pasta, and I know he's going to get around to it again.
You're
part of your charm, Adam. It's part of your charm.
100%. For some reason, I have to.
You just did it.
I have to take all the side streets as I go down the lane. Mm-hmm. I have to take all the side streets. It's just
all of them.
It's just what happens.
That I felt like that when I did LSD once. Well, it was the only time I did LSD, so it would have been just the one and only time that I did LSD.
See, if I ever took LSD, it would probably stop, because I've never taken LSD, so that would probably reverse it.
Well, no, but when I was on LSD, it was one of those things where you're suddenly aware
Crone says, thanks for the pill reminder.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Now go take your pill.
There's like, there's always background thoughts going on in your head. Like your brain is always kind of like thinking about other things. Like sometimes you're trying to remember something and then like an hour later it just pops in your head because there's a piece of your brain that was still trying to solve the problem. And you're generally not aware of it, right? You're not aware of the things that are happening in your brain. But on LSD, for some reason, I was aware of all of the things that I was still trying to do. And because I was aware of them, I could get distracted on those threads as well. So it was like, I had like, and then you couldn't speak. It was just like, because your brain
is doing parallel processing and you have other things going on right now. Like you're solving cancer now.
Nothing big like that. But yeah, like I'm trying to remember what I was going to talk about. There was something I wanted to write down.
Figuring out how to pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to remember exactly how to pee. Yeah.
Breathing.
Right. Yes.
Sure. Where's that thing? Where's that thing?
I know the pee's supposed to come out somewhere, but I can't remember where.
Did you see the thing that Adam made me for my birthday right there?
You should bring it up closer to the camera. It's blurry.
You gave me a thing that plugs in into a size. Like, I can't just pick it up and bring it.
Oh, I didn't know it was plugged in. Okay.
It's right there. It's a Pluto. It's a Pluto light box.
I'll show you. I have one here. I'll get it.
It's a Pluto light. It lights up. I'll go plug it in and then.
Well, that leaves me here alone. So it's chat room. It's you and I.
Just you and I. See, it's a Pluto light
that's
box.
Very cute.
But it plugs in and it lights up.
It's just us, Kathy.
I went and got it.
Very cute.
The tongue's wide on this one because, see.
He's been rimming a snowman.
No, I had to manually change the color for yours, Daniel, and that's why I screwed up. Because my thing only holds four colors, and that's five. So.
They had to change it.
So the first one I did, I just did a white tongue because I couldn't afford the pink.
Have you bought the printer that's going to cost a house payment yet?
No, but only because they're not selling it until the 8th.
Oh, that's right. I remember that you did.
So we'll see what happens.
On the 8th.
Yeah, get back to me on the 8th and I'll let you know how my willpower was.
It could be sitting behind you right now. There is not a chance in hell that thing is not going to end up in your house. Probably on the 9th, the morning of the 9th, because you're going to have it overnighted for an extra $500.
Because they're only in Austin. Money. It's not that far away.
It's only money. Were the Arkansas tornadoes anywhere near you?
There were tornadoes. When were the tornadoes?
Oh, the other day, yesterday. But no, they weren't.
Not here they at were my not. House.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about the geography. Well, first of all, I don't know anything about geography, period. But I most especially don't know the geography of Arkansas. I try to imagine that Arkansas doesn't exist, but it's been proven to
you,
me that it
sir,
does.
Have come to the right place because where's the sheriff?
They stopped curling in the early 40s, Kathy.
Where's the sheriff? Oh, there it is.
They believe in straight hair now.
Sharing is not turned on.
Almira in the east. No, I'm in western Arkansas. I think these were in eastern
Arkansas.
Sharing
is not turned on. The host isn't allowing sharing for this meeting.
Oh. Pardon me. Pardonnez-moi. I was looking for news articles.
Thank you.
About tornadoes because I didn't even know that we had any tornadoes.
Okay, Auntie Scott, here
I would
is,
literally just get blown away.
This is where Adam lives, is in Taunty Town, right here in Taunty Town, Arkansas.
Did we ever find out on any of your numerous podcasts the two of you do together, why it's called Taunty Town?
It's, yeah, because the guy's name is Henry de Tonty.
Yeah.
De Tonty. So why isn't it de Tonty Town?
I don't know. That I don't know. But it's named after the guy.
Okay. All right, so keep your eye there. This is where Adam is, right? This is, now we're getting out.
Yeah, now we're outside of Arkansas.
All right, so Arkansas line is right here. Right, this is Tonty Town. The Arkansas line is here. The Arkansas line is here. So he's kind of in the north western section of the state. And I think the things were in
Eastern. Elmira?
It's the same thing. Whenever there's, especially because of the way it's reported when you're not in the state that it's happening.
Yeah.
If there's a fire in Northern California, people, are you okay? Is it anywhere near you guys? Mm-hmm. No, it's about 500 miles away.
Yeah, that is true. Arkansas is not that big either.
So you have to care for the person that's being concerned about you. But
you can go here to the Geeky Gay Listener Map, and you'll see. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's not my actual address. I just put Tawningtown.
There. This is Adam, and this is Mark. They don't live in the same place. So
nope.
Wow.
He makes Mark live in the town park apartments. Because
Mark's difficult.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want two pins on top of each other. So I just had
Though it was you and Mark, that would be kind of cute.
No, anyone. I mean, how would you know?
Mark's
how would you differentiate between the two pins?
Mark's not really a listener, though. Mark's not really a listener.
Well, yeah. He listens to me every day. He knows my life. So
where is Leo?
Oh, San Diego, I think.
San Diego.
Yeah.
That would be in Southern California,
he
Daniel.
Hates me.
Not in Arkansas.
He hates
me. Yeah, San Diego.
Leo hates me, so.
I don't know why you're obsessed with Leo.
Because you said he was cute. Oh, well, I can't see his picture.
He didn't. He gave me his Insta.
Oh, I don't have Insta.
Isn't that what the kids call it?
Yeah, but
now?
I don't have Insta. I don't have Instagram.
Gotta be cool.
I got rid of my Instagram so that I wouldn't
have. He gave me his Insta,
to,
so I looked over there and.
There.
Yeah.
Was DeTonti a real estate developer, a breakfast cereal? You know what? That is an excellent idea. It has an excellent question, Kathy Marshall. And I'm going to invoke.
Well, I think he grew grapes.
Deep research.
I think he was a vineyard owner. Because we have grapes here.
Tell me about the.
We have a winery.
Of
if you guys drive to see Daniel and Zach, Auntie Scott, you could stop by Arkansas.
The visits to all over the place are definitely going to happen. As you well know, the reason that we don't go anywhere is because of our aged, precious son, who is not going to be here for a whole lot longer, which is incredibly sad, but true. Face of reality. But when that loving burden, and it can be both a loving burden because it's an enormous burden, but it's done, the burden is born with an enormous amount of love along with it. But when that burden is gone, we plan on doing a lot. I mean, we've never been to Tom and Terry's place in Chicago, for God's sake.
One of their places. They have many places.
One of their many places in Chicago we've never been. I would love to just drop in on Fatty. I just knock on the door. I would absolutely love to do that. Knock on the door and have him say, "Who's there?" Whatever feeble voice he tries to do.
I feel like you always want to give some notice because he might be naked. You would just get a face full of Fatty.
It's really a good thing that my dinner has settled as much as it has because it came up a little bit, but.
Again, he doesn't listen to the after show. And this, by the way, since we've already ended Three's a Crowd as the show, this is now just like an evergreen level 32. So I'm level 13. I don't
level
even know.
32.
Level 32. Would they do editing with that? Edit Flavor. Hey, showman. They do the showman Flavor. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
The homo and a. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Editing.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know that Tawny Town was founded in 1898?
Well, I didn't know the exact year. I knew it was in the 18-somethings.
They named the settlement after Henri de Tonti. An Italian explorer with a connection to the state's early history.
Huh? He was the first settler here or something like that.
I may be knocking on your door as well, Adam.
Come and knock on my door.
And then what I will ask you to do is go pick up something from the store so we can sit there with Mark and drive him crazy. Because he won't know what to say to your weird friends.
You could do that.
I noticed my name's not on this list of your greatest places to visit.
Like, we're on the way to your house, for fuck's sake. We're stopping.
Yeah, I said, would you stop on the way if you were doing like a drive? I was asking a question.
I want to get whatever gummy you started with.
You picked it out. It was the.
I know it's the sativa one. How many milligrams?
It was a 10. It was a guava. You must have did like 50 grams.
How much does it take you to do?
Yeah. When you do the gummies, do you take more than one, Daniel, of the 10s?
Not usually, no. I just take
the 10. So the 10 does you good, but then you're also, you're vaping along with it and
I'm vaping and
occasionally
drinking.
Having alcohol?
Yeah. I'm the only reason I am not drinking at the moment is because I'm out and the kitchen is in there and I've been talking. So
yeah, but that box is in there too.
Can I tell you more about Tauncey Town?
Please. It's not my show.
This isn't anyone's
show. We're not on a show.
This isn't anyone's show.
Bless your heart, chatting.
In the year 1898 marks the founding of Tauncey Town with the arrival of the Italian settlers under the leadership of Father Pietro Bandini. I swear to God.
The fertilizer king.
The Bandini.
I wonder if the Catholic church that Mark goes to is like the original Catholic church from Father Pietro.
Well, if it's full of shit, so it probably is Bandini.
An early expression of their burgeoning community spirit was a picnic held in June of that year to commemorate the Feast of St. Peter, Father Bandini's patron saint. While the settlement was established in 1898, Tauncey Town was officially incorporated into a city in 1909.
Mm.
So it was founded by John Pazza.
John Pazza.
Mm-hmm.
But
P-O-Z-Z-A.
But named Tauncey Town. It's not easy to say because you think, do I need to overly pronounce the middle T like Tauncey? Mm-hmm. Do I need to say Tauncey Town or do
oh,
I need
that's true.
Should
I
just
I should find
be
out.
Tauncey Town?
I'll ask.
This
is
from an individual who says Whataburger.
And it's
one particularly significant
I say
event.
It like they say it.
One particularly
they're saying it wrong.
They own the freaking company, and they live in Texas.
They don't even know how to say their own name.
And they say Whataburger. That's just how it is pronounced. It's not what a burger. It's not prim and proper like that. It's just Whataburger.
Could you do that again?
Whataburger.
No. The other
what
one.
What a burger.
Thank you. I want to take that with me tonight as the takeaway from us
Speaking
all being together.
What a burger.
Yes.
It's being delivered in about 15 minutes.
Oh, you ordered what a burger, eh?
Yes, so, I did.
I have shared.
What did you
with,
order?
I've shared with
double
you.
Double with cheese and fries. What?
I've shared with you a researched piece on Tauncey Town.
Okay.
I shared it with you in Google Drive, so both of you should have access to that. However, today, Tauncey Town...
Is that to study for the quiz, or...?
Population in 2025 is estimated to be 9,139, reflecting an annual growth rate of 10.76%. Yes?
That trivia game that we all played the last...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Had I known how to do that lightning round, because I didn't know how to do it...
Oh, do you want to do it again?
I would have kicked your ass.
But this time you can see the screen. So like if
well,
we do
I,
it.
I saw the screen then too, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what they were asking me to do. So I'm watching the names crawl by. And then I realized about five questions in, they're giving us a choice of these two, which is which.
Right.
Then I started winning again, but it was much too late. You know, because it's very important for me to win at all costs. Mm.
I will happily play You Don't Know Jack again anytime.
Yeah, I enjoy it as well.
But not right now because you have Whataburger coming.
I do have Whataburger coming. I mean, it's not here now, but it is coming.
Yeah, Let's but we don't see, have time. We don't have time to play. You don't
12:43 at the earliest, which is
a It's like 9 minutes from now.
Eight minutes from now.
Aren't we a bundle of fun? They took a picture of
the. I think we are.
You know,
I had fun.
I enjoy listening to the two of you banter very much. Mm-hmm. I always come away from your show with a laugh or something I didn't know before. Always with affection because I love the two of you. So I leave that with that. When I am involved, however, and Adam was very sensitive and astute in picking up on my discomfort, that I felt that I was not putting out something that was worth listening to. It had nothing to do with the two of you. It had everything to do with me. And so that was my discomfort, is that how can I call this a show when I'm just basically going over here?
So,
that's what I felt.
We do have a Trello for Three's a Crowd.
Yes, I know. We've used it before.
Yeah, so we can still use that.
We will do that.
So next time we will be more structured and less
you know,
chatty.
It isn't even structure. It's...
We'll be in show mode.
Show mode.
At Disneyland, there's the Columbia. The Columbia sailing ship, or the Columbia pirate ship. And I remember riding it, and there's a big, huge switch up at the front of it that says show mode.
I was wondering how pirate ship had...
Because they use
related
it...
Related to show mode. But
they use it in Fantasmic. So there's like a thing, there's a little switch that you put the ship into show mode.
Now I can...
That's what you wanted. You wanted us to be in full Fantasmic show mode, not the crappy, like, take people around the rivers of America, you know.
I always loved the stuff that nobody else loved at Disneyland. I would spend a couple of hours just walking on Main Street and looking at the incredible dioramas that were in the Emporium windows and... Mm-hmm. Nice. And just get the vibe from Main Street. I loved it so much. And everybody was running to the Matterhorn when I was real young, or Space Mountain when I was older, or let's get to Indiana Jones right away. And so I don't know why I started this. I just love things at Disneyland there it is. I found my bike.
Found your bike.
Oh, good.
Riding the Rivers of America on the Mark Twain was one of my most favorite things to do. As to you push everybody out of the way and run on really fast so that you can go to the very front of the Mark Twain, and they have about five or six chairs.
Yeah.
Just regular chairs that you'd put around a table. There's about five or six at the front. And you grab those. You kick old ladies out of the way, and you grab those. And then you sit there and go. Because this is another nostalgia thing. Disneyland, for me, it opened in 1955, and I opened in 1956, so it has been a part of my life since I was born.
Yes. Much like Disney World for me, because I was...
Yes.
Yeah, it was founded in 71. Yeah.
It grew up along with me, Disneyland did, and changed as I was growing up. And so the last time we went was horribly disappointing because the changes are just unbelievably radical, and we haven't been in 10 years, at least. My husband would know, but he's probably watching Charlie Chan again. Just rerunning it over. Did I ever go to Aerospace? Yes. Kathy in the chat room asked Auntie Scott, did you ever go to those Aerospace nights? Yes, my father worked at Lockheed for years and years and years, and also a place called Rocketdyne, which was here in the San Fernando Valley. And we would occasionally go to the Aerospace Nights. And they were fantastic because there was nobody there. Oh, well, when I was a kid, though, there was barely anybody there anyway.
Yeah.
Did your eyes pop out there? Dan, did you have to brush your eyes back in again?
No, I was blinking.
Oh, okay.
No, it was...
So
same
I
didn't
have Disney nearby, but Magic Springs was founded in 1978, which is in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Wow.
So this, I was trying
and
to...
And I was born in 1978, so...
Yeah, I was trying to explain to Zach.
I was already 3 years into my first marriage in 1978.
Oh.
God, I'm old.
We're all various ages. You
yes,
know?
Well,
it's just the way things are.
That's pretty true. We're all various ages, Adam. Everybody is a various age.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Actually, is it? Well, no, because I'm 46. 46, 58, 68?
68, 69 in May, yeah.
Well, you're still 68 now, so.
Yes, next month.
I'll be 50 soon. And you guys can give me black balloons or whatever you do. Don't do that.
No, we established upon hearing the last that Daniel is not fond, even though I had a death call of his youth, which I thought was incredibly clever. I don't think it was appreciated on his end as much as it was on
I appreciated
my end.
It.
Doesn't bother me.
That's good.
Doesn't bother me. It's fine. I really am not hung up about my age at all, so that's fine. So it's like, it's one of those things you can't do anything about it, so it's ridiculous to stress over it.
No, and we're all getting older, and people who are young now are going to be old at some point, so.
It's true.
It's very difficult to convince young people of that fact. But then again, if you go back to us at that age, you couldn't. The thing you have to tell a kid is, I've been your age. You've never been my age. Yep. So I've got, by virtue of that, I've got to know more than you simply because I've been there already.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I've been 16. I've been 20. I've been 30 and 40 and 50 and 60.
Not 70.
No, not quite.
Yeah,
yet.
But when I was 16, it was in the 80s, right? So that's a lot different than being 16 in 2025, right? There's a lot more.
Absolutely.
If I would have had access to porn as easily as just.
I'd be in fucking jail. If the world were then what it is now,
oh, I was
going
to say, no, if I would have had access to porn in the same way that I have it now, it's like, I'm sure I would have pulled my dick off. I'm sure it would have, like, I would have masturbated so much that it just fell off. It's just like, it would have, it wouldn't have been pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
I think that's a chat.
Enjoy your Whataburger.
May 7th. Oh, I'm probably going to make you something. So I'll get your address. I'll email you and get your address.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'll make sure that I give you the right one this time.
Okay, good. Because last time.
Last time when you guys were coming over, I tried to give you the wrong address, but you found me anyway.
Yeah. We asked a neighbor. Those neighbors, they give you up.
You didn't give us the wrong address. Yeah.
Well, it's just a joke.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Okay. It's bedtime.
It is.
All right. Good night, gentlemen.
All right.
Good night, chat room. Thank you for sticking with us for this nonsense.
And by chat
Kathy,
room,
it's always a pleasure.
We mean Kathy Marshall.
Yep. Well, Lamont's there, but he's probably asleep.
Well, Lamont's asleep.
Tim is like baking sourdough or something. He's, yeah.
Or getting baked.
Yeah, could be. Well, thanks for joining. I am going to go eat. It's arriving in like 2 minutes. So
goodbye.
I'm going to get my ketchup.
Good night, boys.